This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. And we get an outstanding hour lined up for you. The world of the automobile is focused squarely on the Monterey Peninsula of California right now as we speak. This is the conclusion of what used to be called the weekend, but so many events have sprung up during the course of the week leading up to today that it's now called Monterey Car Week. And we're scheduled to be joined in this hour by two distinct folks, both with different focuses, but Dave Kinney hopefully will be joining us from the Hagerty Price Guide, where he is the publisher. He also contributes to Automobile Magazine and to Auto Week Magazine, and he's also his own appraiser, got his own appraisal business. And over the last few days, there have been six big auctions on the Monterey Peninsula. I know the folks at Hagerty were predicting an amazing year, like $342 million worth of car sales, including perhaps some $10-plus million cars being sold, and quite a few cars being sold between $1 million and $10 million. This is the millionaires versus the billionaires. Dave may repeat this expression if we get a hold of him, but it's an event that Jay Leno attends. Matter of fact, in the many years that I attended, I probably have been there about 18 of the last 20, and I used to make my headquarters central, the McGuire's Car Wax Company Hospitality Suite. And Jay Leno has his suite. It's basically kind of like a little townhouse condominium. He's up on the second floor. But he also plays a major role at the event, not only as a participant, sometimes showing some of his cars, but also a judge, and he's also called upon to do the duty that everybody looks forward to, and that's the drawing of the cars for charity. Every year, the folks at Pebble Beach auction off about five or six cars. They don't auction them off. They give them away to folks who have put in the ticket, which costs $100, for a chance to win one of these cars. And ironically, usually the person who wins the vehicle is someone well-known within the collector car community and probably already has 25 or 50 cars and is probably a multi-millionaire. Jay Leno uses this expression. It's not my expression, it's his expression. This is the meeting of More Money Than Brains Club. And it kind of gets that way during the course of the week. It's a small community up there in Monterey, in Carmel, California. And it just blows up during the course of this week. I mean, we're talking about communities which probably have somewhere in the vicinity of 10 to 20,000 people living in it normally. But right now, there's probably a quarter of a million people that are in those two communities. And right now, for those lucky enough to be on the beach, the 18th hole of the Pebble Beach golf course, that's where all the action is happening. And it's a who's who of the automotive world, especially in the high-end realm. And my alma mater, I was telling my producer, Patrick, is streaming this. This is the second year in a row that they've done this, and it's presented by Haggerty, so kudos to McKeel for being the one to pay the cost to make this all come together. And there are four commentators that are going to be on for the next 3 hours. If you are listening to us live right now, you can concurrently take a look at it. Just go to motortrend.com and you can click on the feed. And who are the four commentators? Well, the first one is my old boss at Motor Trend. He was, at that time, the editor-in-chief of Motor Trend. He went on to become vice president of the former ownership, former company that owned it. And then in more recent times with Discovery, the Discovery Network owns Motor Trend and Automobile. How do you like that? And he has now gone back to his journalist roots and away from the executive stuff. And he is the global international editor. So it only makes sense because Angus, before coming to Motor Trend, was the editor-in-chief of the number one car magazine in England. And guess what it's called? It's called Car. And he was also, before that, the editor-in-chief of the number one car magazine in Australia. And Australia is huge into cars. Hard to believe, but there's some really funky events that go on in Australia. And sometime when we have the chance, we'll talk about some of those funky events. But we hope to be joined by Dave Kinney, who's going to run down all the different auctions. Let me give you an idea. Maybe you've been watching the Mecum auction on the NBC Sports Network. Action-packed auction. It's considered the daytime auction, as pretty much all of the other of the auctions are held at nighttime. And the thing I like about the Mecum auction is there's something there for everybody. So if you've got a $5,000 budget or a $100,000 budget, there are vehicles to meet all needs. And they move it along really quickly, and it's done extraordinarily well. Another one of my favorite auctions is Russo and Steele. The gentleman who runs this company is a very effervescent individual, let's put it that way. His name is Drew Alcazar, and he's a bit of a showman, and he puts on a good show that's focused primarily on muscle cars. Then there's one of the halo events of the Concours. Over the years, it's changed names a couple of times, most recently being R.M. Sotheby's, and that's where the big dollar cars go, and that's held on Friday and Saturday night, and they auction off some really biggies. Another one, which started as a one-day event and actually is in partnership with the folks at Pebble Beach, David Gooding and Company. And I knew David when David was just a car guy, and now he's head of one of the largest auction companies in the world, and they are known for setting records. It would not be unusual for a car to sell, as I mentioned at the top, between $10 million and $50 million. Believe it or not, I know there's a Ferrari GTO, which is one of the stars of the weekend. And I wonder if it's sold or if it's still going to be auctioned off tonight. There is one remaining auction tonight after the conclusion of the event that's going on prime time right now. If you log on to motortrend.com, you can take a look at it. Another one of the auctions takes place over at the Quail event, which my friend Gordon McCall put together and has been a huge success. He charges $1,000 a ticket to get it. And guess what? Sold out. Unbelievable. More of our coverage of Pebble Beach 2018 around the corner on Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for joining us. We're having a party. That's right. It's the Monterey Week, the conclusion, the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, as I mentioned at the top. I've been there probably 17 or 18 out of the last 20 years. Hope hope to be there again with God's help. And we are sneaking in on the Barry Maguire party. He always has the primo spot. And hopefully our good friend Dave Kinney, who's the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, contributor to Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine, and he's also got his own appraisal company, is joining us from somewhere around that locale. Dave, where's your position?
I'm just outside of the Maguire's tent right now, as a matter of fact, and don't have much of a view of the lawn, but hey, you know, the weather's always good here, and what's wrong when you're at Pebble Beach? Anything that's a problem seems to go away a little bit faster. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that is so true. So many auctions for you and your team to cover. I believe it was 6 this year?
Yeah, there's a lot of auctions, a lot of interesting sales, too. We can talk about some of those, it's been an exciting year. We had lots of records set here, but my favorite record is the Duesenberg SSJ. That's the car that was there was one built for Clark Gable and another one built for Gary Cooper, and this was Gary Cooper's car. SSJ means shortened supercharged J chassis. Duesenberg, so one of two, and just sold yesterday for $22 million, which is probably more than I was willing to spend for it, because I'm about $21,897,000 short.
You and I, absolutely. What were some of the other big buys, big sells there? What were some of the other top auction results?
Biggest sale was $48 million, which is the most money ever spent at auction on an automobile for a Ferrari GTO. No real big surprise at $48.5 million. They've actually had a car, a GTO that sold for more money, but this car was a rebodied in-period GTO. So, that takes care of $68 million worth of $568 million worth of sales. The other $500,000 was more stuff that you and I might enjoy, Ford Torinos and lots and lots of Mustangs and Porsches and Corvettes and all that sort of stuff. So lots of activity going on out here. You don't have to be rich to be out here, but it certainly helps. But it's an interesting time, an interesting auction sale. And I think all the auction houses are pretty happy with how they did. So
it sounds like they should be.
Yeah. That's just part of it. There's events on top of events on top of events. And, if you can manage it, you could probably be out here and never pay for a dime for anything to eat if you had enough press passes and enough friends who were going to feed you on some of these automotive events. The manufacturers now represent out here. All of them pretty much are out here now. So, you even see some of the ones you wouldn't expect to see that are out here. I mean, you obviously expect to see Rolls-Royce and Bentley and Mercedes and Infiniti and all those brands. But there's also, I actually found the Hyundai tent the other day. So, I'm a little more at home with the $30,000 cars than the $300,000 and $3 million cars, but there is a pretty good representative sample out here of just about everything. I was eating lunch yesterday, and in the period of my hamburger and bag of chips and Diet Coke, I saw 11 Rolls Royces drive by, and that just doesn't happen in my hood. How about yours?
Not even close. Not even close at all. And that's part of the excitement. I mean, when you go to Carmel, I know they had a Concours event of Tuesday of last week, and of course that's where they do the Pebble Beach Tour origination point. But if you go out to dinner, if you don't have one of those press passes and you have a night that you have to pay for yourself, if you're lucky enough to go out to dinner there on Carmel by the Sea, that street, I mean, you see Ferraris, you see Bugattis, you see multi-million dollar super exotic cars parked to the curb like they're Camrys.
Right. every single day is a car show. Every single street is a car show. It's nirvana for us guys who, you know, who live and breathe gasoline and oil. And so it's pretty hard to beat it because, like I said, you can, you know, actually I saw a parade of Ferrari convertibles yesterday. Had to be 15 of them until we got to the coupes. And you know, you're looking at it, and you know it's easily a $35 million parade led by two CHIPS officers on motorcycles.
Wow.
So it's all a good time. It's a lot of fun. And of course, you know, the weather out here can't be beat. It never rains here. If it does, you get a little bit of drizzle overnight or something like that. This time of year is very kind weather-wise, and right now we've got a little cool breeze coming in off the bay, which is certainly helpful because the sun's out and it's quite bright right now. And my Hagerty hat is back in my Hagerty car, so that was not good planning on my part.
Very good. I was telling folks about the Dawn Patrol, and I was also telling folks that Hagerty is sponsoring the live stream for my alma mater, MotorTrend, which folks can log on and check out. And I think that's a wonderful thing because if you can't be there, why not check it out on your computer or your streaming device? So kudos to McKeel for being the sponsor of that. Let's talk a little bit more about that GTO. What makes that vehicle worth that amount of money? Just the sheer lack of them?
Well, that's part of it. GTOs also had a great race history in period. We're talking about early 1960s. And the other thing is that they're actually beautiful cars. Now, this car was a 63 GTO, and in the period, back in the day, they decided to rebody it as a 64. And for most people, myself included, the 63 is a better-looking car than the 64. So, you know, that is a problem because I think this car could have sold for a lot more money had it been a pure 1963 car with a 1963 body on it. I mean, it's kind of like, you know... It's kind of like having too many, you know, too many pieces of lettuce in your club sandwich. It's really not that much of a hassle. You still have a Ferrari GTO. It's just that this is not probably counted as among the best ones of the, you know, the 20 some odd that are out there. So, you know, that believe it or not, when I say $48 million, that kept that price down a little bit. We have heard of a sale over $70 million for a Ferrari GTO, and again, if you added up every car I've ever watched go by, you know, in the last couple hours, it doesn't come to $70 million. So there you are.
Unbelievable. Hang with us for a few more moments. More with Dave Kinney reporting live from the beach at Pebbles.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. 4 dead and at least 7 wounded as a result of a mass shooting that occurred in Florida's Jacksonville Landing Complex during a qualifying event for the Madden 19 video game tournament. Authorities say one suspected shooter is dead. It's unclear if there's another. Ryan Allenman was at the event.
I waited a while, and when it happened, I didn't hear anything. Like, I just heard yelling. I heard, like, help me, like, I'm shot, and all this kind of, and I peeked out. Like, I opened the door a little bit to make sure, like, nobody's around. Like, I don't know if the shooter's still around.
Jacksonville Councilman Reginald Gaffney tells ABC he's fed up with a lack of gun control.
We got to answer the question, what we do about guns. And America right now don't want to take that issue on. But we got a gun problem in America right now. And you can see it goes to city to city.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Annual 68th Annual Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance is underway. Dave Kinney, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, is with us live from the 18th hole at the Pebble Beach Concours. And he's been giving us the rundown of all the big sales. And Dave, I had Jonathan Klinger on last week, and he was telling us about your original prediction. You and the rest of the Hagerty Price Guide team came up with a number about $342 million, I believe. So it has been surpassed.
I think we've got $368 right now, and that'll go up because there's some after sales. All the auction houses report things, and then they're given a couple of days to, you know, to make some deals happen that just missed by a little bit. And so we're expecting that to maybe go to $370-375 million. So it's up this year from where it was last year, quite a bit. But there's three cars that that account for close to $100 million. So had those cars missed, we'd be hearing the sad trombone music, but they didn't, and so it's all good. And so that's what's exciting. Now Bob, you haven't asked me yet, but you want to know my pick for best of show?
Of course.
Okay, it hadn't been announced yet, as far as I know. Like I said, I'm not within the sight of the event now, but I'm thinking that Mr. Patterson from Louisville, Kentucky, has a white Cadillac that is Swiss bodied, kind of in the style of a Fagoni and Falaschi car. So you could probably, after we're done with the radio, you all could go online and probably see the car, an image of the car. It's 22 feet long. It's, much longer than the Kia Soul rent-a-car I have here. maybe three times as long. And it is a very swept wing, swept fender car.
Very, very elegant looking car to some people. Some people think it's garish. But I think that's a real good contender for best of show. There's maybe three or four others that you could pick, but you know, if I was a betting man, I'd put my money on that one right now.
Sounds like a good bet, and you're absolutely right. They will not announce that for about another hour or so. So stand
right,
by
right.
for Dave Kinney's prediction on that. Is Jay Leno still doing the traditional drawing of cars for charity, or have they
yes.
nixed that?
Yes.
He is.
Yeah, I saw Jay this morning walking among the field. He was out here early, of course, and he'll be announcing some of the. There's a number of charity auctions they have for you know little baubles like Mercedes-Benz cars and Rolex watches and things like that. You know, the stuff that you buy down at the grocery store most of the time. And he has a great deal of fun announcing those and, you know, making jokes and, you know, he's just a great representative of the hobby. And now, for this year, we have, Donald Osborne, who's also on his show.
That's great.
And, Donald will be co-hosting, I guess, along with Jay Leno. So, it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And that starts, like you said, within the hour or something like that, I think. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's all in good fun, and I apologize for the background noise that you're probably hearing. It's a generator running and golf carts going to and fro, but it's a little quieter back here than it is out in front with the loudspeakers blaring all the way. So
you're sounding great, and yeah, kudos to Donald Osborne. His move from Connecticut to originally Palm Springs, now I believe he's in Pasadena. Was a real win-win-win, and I remember him telling us at Greenwich, at least telling me, I wasn't aware that he was moving out there, but talk about, he's a star now, is he going to forget
yeah.
us little guys?
No, actually, I'm having dinner with Donald tonight, so
good.
I'll be,
give him my best.
I'll be in his court of celebrities. I'll be just a little, circling a star with myself and my wife this evening. So, no, he's a good
That's
guy.
Wonderful.
He hasn't forgotten where he's come from. He's another great representative of our hobby. So that's a good thing.
And I believe he had a MC position over at the Quail on Friday as well. And the Quail, I was telling folks, and Gordon McCall is a good friend, and you know he's kind of found a niche of eliminating the number of tickets, and including all food and beverage, and that includes alcoholic beverages as well. But I heard the number of the ticket price, and I don't know if it's accurate or not, but I heard it was going for $1,000. Is that true?
No, Bob. It's a bargain. It's only $650. I mean,
you know, $650.
Can I get a couple? I'm sure I'll have some extras for next year. So
for next year, one for you, one for me.
You know, the rule is that, the right crowd and no crowding, I think the English used to say. And you do get to see a lot of very important people in our car business and car hobby over there. And some great cars and some really good food. And since I'm among the people who don't drink alcohol or don't often drink alcohol, they make out like a bandit on me because I'm in search of a bottle of water or a Diet Coke most of the time, not a glass of champagne, if you know what I mean. So there we are.
I know, exactly. And it's too bad you can't get yourself up there into the Hagerty area, because that is an area where no alcohol is served, because that's Barry's wishes. But amazing, the new vehicle participation, as you pointed out. Lots of pretty important, world debut of the BMW Z4, world debut of a Bugatti. Where else? They're only making 40 of them. They're all sold. It's going to be interesting to see where the future classics are coming from. That's always something to have fun with on a future show. But in walking the field this year, in addition to the vehicle that you have predicted, the Swiss-bodied Cadillac, what were some of the other outstanding vehicles?
Oh, gee, there's a Talbot Lago, and I don't know the name of the owner. He is from a European entry, and it was originally made for the manufacturer of a Zipper company, and so it has a little homage. That's a very French word that I thought I'd throw in there. A little tattletale on the front of a Zipper. And so you would never know it unless you knew he was in the Zipper business, but it's a little series of a few lines that are above the radiator shell. And it's just gorgeous. It's the Talbot Lago, which, of course, is a French car. And it was one of my favorite cars by far. Some of the other cars, there's a beautiful Maybach that caught my eye. Maybach, another German manufacturer. There's an unrestored Mercedes SSK, and then we get into the Italian stuff, which is always low and swoopy, and some beautiful American cars as well. I just walked by a gorgeous Cadillac just a few minutes ago, and there's some Packards, and of course a Duesenberg or two out on the show field. So the American cars are always very, very well represented, and I would say in the 60-some-odd year history of the event, I think mostly American cars have won. Although, you know, it's pretty close because, you know, there are cars from around the world here. So you never know what's going to win from year to year, and it's always exciting. You know, it's a guessing game. It's like watching any award show. You don't really know who's going to win until it's announced. And so there's a big fun element to that as well.
Absolutely. Everybody go to Hagerty.com, check out the price guide, check out all the news, and I thank Dave Kinney, our good friend, for joining us live from Pebble.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Joining us, we are bringing you live coverage of the 68th annual Concours d'Elegance at Pebble Beach, and we go back to where it's all happening in the automotive world. Joining us from the McGuire's Pavilion, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Corvette Mike Vietro. Corvette Mike, how you doing?
Bob, I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day out here on the 18th fairway of Pebble Beach.
It certainly is, and what I've been told, the weather's been cooperative, and there's been a whole lot of great action both today and throughout the week.
This week has pretty much come to an end, with the pinnacle being the Concours d'Elegance. It was a little chilly this morning, but the sun came out, and it's spectacular.
And the folks are gathered there from all over the world. It's not unusual for entrants to bring cars from Europe. And, of course, we're all eagerly anticipating the Best of Show Award, which should be coming up within an hour or so. And you're going to have a perfect seat for that.
Exactly. And we have a large Japanese influence this year. They had a Japanese association presented on the lawn at Pebble for the first time that I recall, and this is my 32nd attending the Concours d'Elegance. And as you mentioned, the crowd is without a doubt the biggest I've ever seen. I just posted a bunch of photos on Facebook, and I didn't even bother to describe anything. I just said, if a picture is worth a thousand words, then enjoy this novel.
Very well said, Mike, because it's so true. When you look at the six auctions that have happened during the week, it's amazing. We were chatting with Dave Kinney from Automobile Auto Week and the Hagerty Price Guide, and he told us about a Ferrari GTO going for in the $40 million range. Isn't that remarkable?
Well, it actually hammered at $44 million, and I would assume, even at those numbers, the buyer's premium would be an additional 10%. However, there may be something in the rule books that only those who get the bid $5 to $10 million may get to experience, maybe a lesser percentage. But in any event, we can at least say it was $45 to $46 million.
Isn't not that bad. Remarkable? No, definitely not. Tell us about what's out there on the field today. Of course, it all starts off very early with the dawn patrol when the vehicles get on the lawn. But I understand there's a little bit of something for everybody. There's some American cars and some great German cars. What have been some of the favorites that you have seen?
Well, a lot of scuttlebutt has already been floating around about Festive Show. And I know I'm not going to ruin it because nobody's probably ever seen or heard of this car, which is a V16 Cadillac owned by some heir in Switzerland, or I think it was Switzerland or Sweden, which is a French-influenced car like you might see in a Delahaye or a Delage. Swooping lines, I mean, literally, you could ski off the back deck, the chrome and the execution of this body style is like nothing I've ever seen. And as it goes, the story goes, there's a picture of the young man who bought or commissioned the car, I think it was like 1929, with his little dog in front of him. The car is 22 feet long, and he was 25 years old at the time he purchased it.
Wow, smart gentleman.
It's just unbelievable. So it was a V16 Cadillac chassis and a Swedish body that was commissioned and built to mate itself with the chassis. I understand it may have only been two. This turned into an individual's passenger car, and the other one was turned into a limousine of some sort. May even have been a Hearst, but in any event, only two were ever built. And it was breathtaking. I mean, if it doesn't win Best of Show because nothing else even looked like it, and of course, the caliber of the restoration done by RM Restoration up in Chatham, Canada, literally, it's... Now, the color, I have to say, wasn't... Well... They had a photo of the car that dated back, let's say, maybe when it was a year old or 2 years old. So I know they had to bring it back to the way it was, but it could have had a much more striking color. It was a beige of some sort with a beige top, very monochromatic, nothing really to, you know, go, holy cow, what is that? Like you would see in that era, the bright greens, the bright yellows. Even if it was black, it would be so much more stunning. However, they do need to put him back to that period correct execution of when the car was delivered out of the factory.
And that is absolutely remarkable, the way you describe it. It sounds like an absolutely gorgeous vehicle, and I wouldn't be surprised if it takes home the Best of Show. And, of course, if you win Best of Show, Mike, that adds significantly to the value of the vehicle. You get a lot of kudos and, of course, congratulations, but it also affects the worth of the vehicle.
Absolutely. I don't think that any Best of Show car that's ever left Pebble Beach, and it's... what is it, the 68th year now?
Yes.
68. So, I mean, reason would have it that if you won Best of Show at Pebble Beach in any of those years, you would have a car that would be more valuable, and it could be upwards of 50% of a car equivalent. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And the new vehicle manufacturers are represented extraordinarily well there at Pebble, and have unveiled some production vehicles, a new BMW Z4, a new Bugatti, a couple of concept vehicles from Infiniti and Mercedes, and there was also a limited edition Lexus unveiled. So the new car companies are getting in on this big time, Mike.
Absolutely. I've never seen such a presence of new car manufacturers. And like you mentioned, Infiniti, all of the shuttles and the buses where they were dropped off by the old Polo Fields where the Gooding auction tent is set up, Infiniti had quite a presence. It not only was it visible, but they made everybody off those buses and shuttles to walk through their pavilion. So I don't know how they pulled that off, but you had to go through there. And that's also where those vintage Japanese vehicles, some of which came to America, and we recall what they were, for instance, the old Datsun 240Z.
Sure.
But they had some that were definitely manufactured for Japan only, I would imagine. Very unusual cars, stuff that you've never seen, never even heard of. So that was kind of fun to walk through there. And Tucker was represented this year on the lawn. There was a special display of Tuckers along the seashore, actually the cliff along the seashore there, which is a breathtaking spot. I think they had 12 Tuckers there. A couple of them were black. I've never seen a black Tucker before. Spectacular.
Absolutely spectacular. Talk about a vehicle that you're lucky to see one example of, let alone that many in one place at one time, only at Pebble Beach. So, Mike, we'll be watching your Facebook, and are you going to be posting any place else or have any additional updates available at your Corvette Mike website?
We probably will be posting more stuff and then doing a recap on our weekly Thundering Thursday, which we post a little bit of happenings around the globe relative to Corvette and other unusual automobiles. And we do that Thursday morning every week.
Well, everybody, check it out. Subscribe to it. It's great. Corvette Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Say hello to Barry McGuire and everybody else for me. And hopefully maybe next year I'll be right out there with you.
That would be great. I would love to have you back there in the suite doing your radio talk show right from there.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.